When a good time goes wrong, drunk and out of control. But who should be picking up the pieces? Alcohol-fueled fun can easily turn into something far more serious. Abuse and violence are not uncommon. And it's our doctors and nurses who are often left to deal with the consequences of a night of excess. But with already stretched accident and emergency departments, the leader of Britain's A&E doctors says it's time the police did more to help.
The bottom line is every minute spent dealing with somebody who is simply disorderly and creating a distraction is a minute less of nursing or medical time spent with other patients. Again, they may be patients suffering from alcohol intoxication who actually need our assistance.
You've fallen over, banged your head, is that right?
Yeah. So deterrence should be toughened up. Drunk and disorderly people arrested and given a criminal record if necessary. But this zero-tolerance approach would take up time and resources, both in short supply.
It's quite frankly nonsense. It's oversimplistic when we're talking about misuse of drugs and alcohol to just say, actually, let's just haul them up in front of the court. What this is really about is it's about a lack of resources in the public service as a whole. There's lack of resources in the police service, there's lack of resources in the ambulance service, there's lack of resources in the NHS and in primary care. That's the issue that needs to be addressed.
It's an expensive problem. The government says alcohol-fuelled harm costs around £21 billion a year. For now, though, our emergency services will be bracing themselves for a busy New Year's Eve.